Haven't made plans to see the solar eclipse on April 8th? Don't fret, there are several eclipse viewing events in Guelph. Royal City Science and the University of Guelph Physics Department are hosting an eclipse viewing at the U of G. Royal City Science will be facilitating safe viewing from Johnston Green on campus on April 8 between 2 to 4:30 p.m. There will be about 500 solar eclipse glasses available to be handed out. Several different types of telescopes with solar filters will be on site and the observatory will be up and running. The observatory in the McNaughton building will have tours for small groups in timed sessions. Tours are on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants are encouraged to contact FISUGRA at uoguelph.ca with contact information, group size and any accessibility needs. Guelph isn't in the path of totality like Niagara Falls and Hamilton. It's about 99% totality, which means it's considered a partial solar eclipse. Part of the sun will still be visible, whereas in places like Niagara Falls the sun will be covered and a corona will appear where the sun peeks out behind the moon. Since April 8th is the last day of classes for U of G students, the event expects to see plenty of students and staff at the event. Anyone in the community is welcome to come and share the experience. It's an exciting opportunity to talk to the public and young people about astronomy, said Orbix, Royal City Science co-founder and production specialist for physics education content for the U of G Department of Physics. Yorkland's Green Hub and Guelph Stargazers have teamed up for a sold-out solar eclipse viewing on York Road. From 2 to 4:30 p.m. 25 people will view the eclipse together at Yorkland's Green Hub at 785 York Road. They will be provided with eclipse glasses and two telescopes will be on site for people to take turns viewing the eclipse. The free event launched its registration about 2.5 weeks ago. It filled up within a couple of hours. This completely surprised Ian Findlay, Resource Development Coordinator for Yorkland's Green Hub. The event being sold out so quickly was something he didn't expect. The reason the event is limited to 25 people is so everyone gets a chance to see a magnified view of the eclipse through the telescopes that have solar filters. At the event, organizers will talk about the history of the site and the history of solar eclipses. An eclipse viewing party will also be held at the Guelph Public Library's West End branch at 21 Imperial Road South, from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Although the event is full after 50 people registered, families are encouraged to sign up on the wait list. The event is for junior kindergarten to grade 6 students and adult supervision is required. All registered participants will be provided with eclipse glasses at the event. The Guelph Civic Museum is hosting an eclipse event called PD Day. Eclipse Escape from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 8th. Families are welcome to drop in at any time. Although it isn't a solar eclipse viewing party, there will be activities and crafts surrounding the wonders of the sun, moon and the solar system. There will be a live stream of the eclipse starting at 2 p.m. The Eclipse Escape is an alternative activity to the other offerings of outdoor eclipse events. It's a way for community to come together and enjoy it, said Jagroop Mehta, Supervisor of Museum and Culture Experiences for Guelph Museums. To see the solar eclipse is weather-dependent. If you can't see the sun, you can't see an eclipse, said Orbix. He's hoping for clear skies, but traditionally the beginning of spring in Ontario has not been a favorable viewing experience. It's going to be a remarkable view, providing our weather cooperates and we get some clear skies, said Findlay. Since the skies haven't been too clear recently, Findlay is hoping to blows over in time for the eclipse. If the weather doesn't hold out, Orbix suggested going online to see live feeds of the eclipse since NASA will be sharing the view of the eclipse. I mean, if you can't see it in real time, which would be an absolute shame, the hope would be that you catch it online, he said. Orbix has put out videos about eclipse viewing safety, what an eclipse is and why this eclipse is interesting. I hope everyone takes the opportunity to sneak outside and take a view, making sure that they're there having the protective eyewear, said Findlay. Even if you may not feel the immediate impact of looking directly at the sun, you may still have permanent eye damage from doing so. It's because eyes don't have heat-sensing nerve endings, he said. The next total solar eclipse is in 2144. Orbix has been telling people to book the day off for it. It's only 120 years from now, but I mean, that should be plenty of time to get a vacation, he said.